Mostly today we're playing you things you have not heard before, but now let's hear something you wanted to hear again, our chat with Run the Jewels, also known as LP and Killer Mike.
And every hip-hop act knows if you want to make it big, you have to go on NPR. Here's Run the Jewels from last January.
LP and Killer Mike, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. Hey, how you guys doing?
Now, I know a lot about hip-hop. I can do practically the first act of Hamilton from memory. But I have heard, though, that the story of your meeting is, like, legendary in hip-hop circles, that you were both doing your own thing pretty successful, but then somebody put you together and sparks flew.
Yeah, we had a mutual friend, Jason DeMarco, and he had the very strange idea to put us in a room, and we just kind of fell in love. We made some amazing music, and we liked each other, which is just strange.
That is strange. So you guys don't have, like, the... I mean, because all the great music acts of the past are always at each other's throats, but that's not you guys?
Our idea is that every great act has, like, you know, 3 to 4 great records and then a horrible falling out. We're sort of trying to plot that part now.
I got to ask, I've asked this of the other hip-hop guys we've had on the show. How did you get your names? Killer Mike, you first.
I was in a freestyle battle when I was 14 or 15 years old. A DJ named Double D heard me slaying a bunch of kids. He literally looked at me, pointed at me, and said, "This kid is a killer." From that day on, no one else called me my actual nickname, Skunk or Nut. They called me Killer.
Killer Mike. And,
yep.
And how about you, LP?
I wish mine was that cool, but it was just me trying to sound cool alone by myself.
Really? Is that allowed?
I thought that at the time I was about 14, I thought that the lyrical Punisher sounded really badass, you know?
May I ask, what are some of your popular songs?
You may not ask.
Now, there is one thing that I think Mo might like. Tell me if you can about Meow the Jewels.
Meow the Jewels was a nightmare of a promise I had to fulfill. We made a joke that if the fans gave us $40,000, we would remix our album using nothing but cat sounds. I was very high at the time. And someone started a Kickstarter to get the money, and which was a nightmare because I really didn't want to do that. And
why? No, back up. Why did you even say that? What inspired you?
I was high on marijuana. I don't know what else to tell you.
I need to know, did you make the cat sounds yourself, or did you actually, like, bring cats into the studio?
Played cats. We played the cats. You'd be amazed at how many ways there are to make a cat make a sound.
So wait a minute. So you held the cats up to the microphone, squeezed them in certain places, and they went, yeah, yeah, hi.
Of course,
yeah,
of course. When we do things, we do them all the way, buddy.
I appreciate that.
Did you give the cats rapper names?
It's better not to get attached, you know?
Okay, LP and Mike, we have invited you here to play a game that this time we're calling
Oi, Go Out.
So, you clearly...
Can you repeat that?
No. Let me explain. You clearly run the jewels, so we thought we'd ask you about who runs the Jews. That is rabbis. We're going to ask you 3 questions about rabbis.
Okay. Why does this feel like a setup?
It was one. I warned you. Yeah. Answer 2 out of 3 questions. Do that, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle, on their voicemail. You guys ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
Bill, who is Run the Jewels playing for?
David Reed of Missoula, Montana.
All right, guys. All right. Here's your first question.
Hey, David.
One of the most famous rabbis around today is Rabbi Shmuel Boteach. He was a good friend to Michael Jackson and Donald Trump and other outstanding citizens. He's the author of many religious books, including which of these? A, The Jew's Guide to How Delicious Bacon Really Is. B, Dating Secrets of the 10 Commandments. Or C, Moses Supposes His Toeses Are Roses, A Study of Delusional Schizophrenia in the Torah.
Wow, that's hard.
I would say B.
You're going to go, that was Mike. Mike, you're going to say Dating
Secrets.
Dating Secrets of the 10 Commandments. LP, you're going to go along with that?
I'm just going to go along with that, yeah.
I think I can see you guys collaborate so smoothly, because you're right. It was Dating Secrets of the 10 Commandments.
Let's go.
Yeah, Rabbi Boteach specializes in writing romance books based on Judaism. Kosher Sex is another one of them.
Mm. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, next question. You've two more chances, but you're already one in. Rabbis, you know, even though, of course, Judaism is an ancient religion with an ancient tradition, sometimes they have to update their teachings as times change, as in which of these instances? A, in 2011, a San Francisco rabbi designed the iPhone with special features for members of the Jewish people. B, in 2009, a Lithuanian rabbi banned Crocs, those shoes, during Yom Kippur, because those shoes are too comfortable for the required suffering.
Gotcha.
Or C, in 2014, a rabbi in New York issued new spiritual guidelines for millennial attention spans, including the two commandments.
I'm gonna take a guess here, but it's an aspirational guess. It's a romantic one. I really want the Crocs one to be true.
Right. I do too. I'm gonna go with L on that one.
You guys are like totally in sync, because you're right, it was the Crocs one.
Wow. What?
As you may know, as apparently Killer Mike knows, Yom Kippur, Days of Atonement, you're supposed to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yep.
Mike, you explain.
I've attended Yom Kippur with Robert Follett, who's an accountant. It worked for me. So I absolutely saw everyone dressed a little uncomfortably, asking for forgiveness.
Mike, you don't have to do it now. You don't have to do it soon, but someday I want you to drop a verse rhyming Yom Kippur.
I will.
Do that for me.
I'll do that for sure.
Hey!
Oh!
Hey.
Talent, ladies and gentlemen. Last question. Just last November, 4,000 rabbis got together in New York to try to film a mannequin challenge. You know, everybody stands still and pretends they're mannequins while the camera pans around. It didn't work out. Why not? Was it A, close scrutiny of the video showed that at least 1,000 of these 4,000 rabbis were just actual mannequins dressed with beards and yarmulkes? B, presidential counselor Steve Bannon heard about that many Jews in one place and his terrified screams drowned out the performance? Or C, it turns out that 4,000 Jews simply cannot go 15 seconds without criticizing each other.
Gotta say, you know, I'm gonna go with C personally.
You're gonna go with C.
I'm gonna run with C, but not based on the Jewish people everyone's thinking about. The black Jewish guys that argue in front of New York transit station.
Oh, those guys. I love those guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with C and represent for the black Jews.
I think you should. It was C.
Wow. Come on.
If you can find this video, it is amazing, because there's 4,000 Lubavitcher rabbis. These are the guys, you know, the beards and the hats, and they're all trying to hold still, but all you can hear is, hey, you're moving. You're not supposed to move. Stop moving. And they're pointing at each other. It's hilarious. Bill, how did Run the Jews do on our show? I'm sorry. I just said
Run the Jews.
I'll try it again. Bill, how did Run the Jewels do in our quiz?
They did perfect. They got them all right.
Congratulations, guys. Well done. Run the Jewels, new album, Run the Jewels 3 is out there on tour now. You should see them. They put on an amazing live show. LP and Killer Mike, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thanks, guys. Thank you all.
What fun. Bye-bye, guys. Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence of kids to stop?